This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio's governor has just passed the milestone mark of 100 days in office. WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about those days. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what's the consensus on how Mike DeWine has been doing so far?
I think Mike DeWine is still sort of in his honeymoon period. Nobody gets a complete honeymoon anymore, whether they're a governor or a president or whatever. But he's in a kind of a honeymoon period. People seem to be satisfied with what he's doing, particularly some of the Republicans in the legislature who had a hard time getting along with his predecessor, Republican Governor John Kasich. They find Mike DeWine a lot easier to work with.
Well, what does he say about himself in terms of that 100 days?
He hasn't said much. He put out a little tweet that said, you know, he plans to keep Ohio moving forward, which is a good thing, I suppose, but he didn't talk any specifics about it. His staff has been talking about things that he has done, one of which is working out a deal with some really reluctant Republicans in the legislature and Democrats to pass a 10.5 cent hike in the gasoline tax. He wanted 18. He didn't get that, but he's a guy who's willing to compromise, and he got the 10.5% to raise $850 million a year to fix what are in Ohio some pretty terrible roads and highways.
So let's talk about the Democrats. What do they say about the Republican Mike DeWine?
Well, there's some Democrats, you know, in the state house, in the legislature. I mean, they agree that, yes, he's easier to get along with. They hear from him. He calls them. He consults with them. Most Democrats in Ohio and the Democratic Party leadership was very angry when he signed into law the heartbeat bill, which bans abortions when a fetal heartbeat is detected. And there are no exceptions for rape, no exceptions for incest. This is probably going to be fought out in court. I'm sure it will be fought out in court for a long time to come. And they say that it's just a horrible and demonstrably unconstitutional piece of legislation, and they're not happy about it.
What do the legislators say about his style of managing?
His style of managing seems to be to pick up the phone and talk to people, or drop into their offices, you know, and talk to legislators. I saw one report that said he had already talked personally to over 130 state legislators and have those conversations. And these are people who never once had personal conversations with John Kasich, or very rarely, or passing him in the hall and saying hello. So, you know, they like that, and they think that, you know, he's just much better at that kind of thing. And I think that probably comes from his experience as a U.S. senator and a member of the U.S. House.
So what's your assessment? Is he off to a good start?
So far so good. I mean, the proof will be in the budget that he proposed and how much of that he gets, and how long he can keep the very conservative wing of the Republicans in the legislature on board with his plans, and how he can keep the enough Democratic votes to be able to pass his agenda. It's a little too early to tell, but, probably so far so good.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU senior political analyst. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.